President Trump's legal team just wrapped up its defense of the president against two articles of impeachment. It's still unclear whether Democrats have convinced enough Republicans to vote with them to call witnesses. We have with us NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. And Tamara, what closing argument did Trump's lawyers present today?
They basically repeated a lot of the arguments that they made before. But as Pat Cipollone, the White House counsel, was coming into his big finish, the big argument that he made was that impeachment would, in essence, amount to tearing up the ballots of people who went and voted in 2016 and those who would vote in 2020. He says the election is only months away. The American people are entitled to choose their president. And it is time for this to end here and now, he said.
Was there any mention of these new revelations from former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who has a forthcoming book that President Trump told him he wanted Ukraine military aid contingent on Ukraine investigating Joe Biden?
Yes, there was mention of it, and it came from Jay Sekulow, who is one of President Trump's private attorneys and is one of the attorneys who spoke today. And his message was more or less, John Bolton, he said some things. It's not admissible as evidence. It's, you know, it's just rumors and speculation at this point. Nothing to see here. Hey, look, the president tweeted about it and President Trump said that he never told John Bolton that. So he did address it head on.
Yeah. There has been talk, though, of senators getting a hold of Bolton's manuscript. What's the latest with that?
As much as there are senators talking about maybe wanting to see it or maybe wanting to read it, other senators, particularly Democrats like Chuck Schumer and Chris Murphy from Connecticut, have come out and said, no, that is ridiculous. We do not think that that is what should be done. They want to hear from Bolton himself in sworn testimony. You know, a book manuscript is not under oath and certainly would not have the same public display impact as having sworn testimony from someone who is a highly respected conservative figure, though one who has certainly been already sent out to the wilderness by backers of President Trump.
Speaking of sworn testimony and wanting calling for that, here's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's response to having senators read that manuscript in a secure room.
What an absurd proposal. It's a book. There's no need for it to be read in the skiff unless you want to hide something.
And the skiff is reference to that secure room. So, I mean, you mentioned about the push to getting Bolton to testify. Does that look at any at all if that's on the table at all?
You know, it is something that senators will consider in earnest after this question and answer period. Sort of the next thing that happens is senators will submit questions in writing to the Chief Justice. Then the Chief Justice will read those questions and attorneys from both sides will be able to respond. There are 16 hours of questions and answers. Wow. Then the Senate would debate the idea, possibly in private, debate the idea of whether to bring on more witnesses. Democrats are all for that. Republicans are mostly opposed. The president is opposed. His lawyers are opposed. Mitch McConnell is opposed. The only question is whether they'll be able to find four Republicans to side with Democrats.
Yeah. As you mentioned, the trial resumes tomorrow with senators' questions. With the little time we have with you, what do we expect during that Senate question time? What will that look like?
Well, certainly Mitch McConnell is hoping that it will be a quick process. He said that in the Clinton impeachment trial, the answers were kept to about 5 minutes each. So the idea, at least, is that it would follow that format and that there could be a lot of questions. We don't know how many questions there will be. And Mitch McConnell, at least, wants the answers to be tidy.
Tidy. Yes. Well, we all will be watching tomorrow. Thank you so much. That's Tamara Keith. She is NPR's White House correspondent. Thank you so much, Tamara.
You're welcome.